This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Many of us are familiar with the story of Joseph, the son of Jacob, who is freed from an Egyptian prison after Pharaoh has two dreams that the Egyptian magicians are unable to interpret. A cupbearer brings Joseph to the attention of Pharaoh after he had been aided by Joseph some 2 years earlier. And of course, Joseph is removed from prison. He is made presentable to appear before the Pharaoh. And after Pharaoh reveals his predicament to Joseph, Joseph responds and says, "God will answer with peace for Pharaoh." See, the dreams of Pharaoh open in the same manner in Genesis 41 and verse 1. "Behold, there he," Pharaoh, "was standing by the Nile." Was standing by the Nile. This can be interpreted slightly differently, as I've done here. "Behold, he," Pharaoh, "was standing upon or on the Nile." In the Hebrew text, there's a preposition, "al," that is commonly used as a word to indicate location. So here we see in Pharaoh's dream that he believed that he was standing upon the Nile, which meant that he was in control of it, that he was the God of gods, the God of the Nile, the God of life. But Pharaoh, as the God of life, was unable to control or even understand the impending doom. And if the God of the Nile, the Pharaoh, was unable to control it, as his sovereign divinity, we might say, was a thing of his dreams, how would the people of Egypt respond? In the Gospels, we read of two amazing miracles of the Messiah, as he feeds 4,000 and 5,000 people respectively. In John 6, in the evening after Jesus fed 5,000, he withdrew to pray by himself. And he would later catch up with the disciples who had departed for Capernaum. And as John writes, a great wind began to blow, creating rough seas. And the disciples rowed against the wind and the waves. And as they labored, they see Jesus approaching, but not in another boat, but walking on the water. And they were terrified, but Jesus says, "I am, do not be afraid." And here we see the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the "I am" walking upon the water. And as Mark says, he got up, he rebuked the wind and the waves and said, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Jesus could not only walk upon the water, but he controlled it. He controlled the wind. He controlled the sea by his word. Pharaoh stood upon the life of Egypt, the Nile, the source of bread for the Egyptians, but he was powerless to control it. But Jesus stands upon the Sea of Galilee, walks, rescues Peter, and is able to calm it by the power of his word, not in a dream, but in creation itself. And when the bread ran out, he increased it. When the water was needed, he promised to supply it. See, Pharaoh was a false god. And Pharaoh, when he renames Joseph for Egyptian life, inadvertently admits that he's no god at all, as he called Joseph "he who is called Anach," meaning "he who is called life," or the breath of life. See, Joseph is just one of the many typological figures of Jesus in the Hebrew Bible. And when the false god Pharaoh was powerless to save his people or control the Nile, he beholds a young Hebrew who was loved by his father and clothed by him, sent to his brothers who hated him, envied him, and mocked him, conspired against him, stripped him, and ultimately handed him over to Gentiles. He was placed in a pit, but he rises. He was placed in prison, counted among the sinners, but he is raised from the dungeon to the king's house, where he ruled, he prepared, he fed, he delivered, and ultimately he was revealed and restored to his brothers. See, when Pharaoh looked upon Joseph, he said, "He who is called life," admitting that Pharaoh was not the God of gods or the God of life. No, there was someone greater. See, Joseph is just one of the typological figures of Messiah that we read of in the Hebrew Bible. In Pharaoh, we find a typological figure of false gods and idolatry. Pharaoh looked upon the young Hebrew and saw life. We look upon the one that Joseph pointed to and see the life. So upon your turbulence and even in your lack, in whatever circumstance you face today, he is the supply because he is the life. Friends, I pray that the Lord bless and keep you today in the name of Jesus. Amen.